بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're doing the chapter on being generous, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also having reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In previous hadith we did that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him so much of sheep that would have filled up the space between two mountains. In other words, so much Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him. So this person was so impressed with the generosity, the magnanimity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that he went back to his people and he told his people, "O my people, embrace Islam, for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam gives like a person who does not fear poverty." And then Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu goes on to say that even if a person at that time would embrace Islam for dunya, in other words, his intention was to get wealth, even if a person at that time were to embrace Islam for dunya, very soon it would be such that this Islam would be much more beloved to him than the whole world and whatever is in it. In other words, Islam would become so beloved to him so quickly because of the generosity, the style, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The man's niyat was to accept Islam for something else. But when he saw Islam and the pure Islam at that time, as shown to them by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Islam very quickly would become more beloved to them than anything, than more than the whole world and whatever it contained. So this shows the style and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, hadith also we'll see that the style and the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that even those people that were hard with him, that were harsh with him, that would be difficult with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was even generous with those people. He was even kind to those type of people that would be difficult to him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew how to handle every person. That person that was hard, that person was that harsh. Not that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took anything personally. Man taqama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li nafsi. Rasulullah sallam never ever took revenge for himself. He never got upset for himself. If somebody were to sway him, to pick on him, he would never get upset for himself. But for Islam, he got very upset. When there was a need for him to get upset for Islam, then he would get very upset. So similarly, when people were rude to him and they were disrespectful to him, it didn't affect him. He was more interested in the Islam of the people. An Umar radiallahu anhu qal qasama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qasman faqultu ya Rasulullah laghayru haulai kanu ahaqqa bihi minhum faqala innahum خيروني أن يسألوني بالفحش أو يبخلوني ولست بباخل رواه مسلم. حضرت عمر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he distributed some wealth and I said, "Oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they are more deserving, there are others that are more deserving of it than these people." So Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام was distributing, giving some distribution, he was distributing. So he gave some people some part of the distribution that he was distributing. So that Umar radiallahu anhu, he had come there and he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there are others that are more deserving of this that you are giving than these people that you are giving. In other words, there are more deserving cases out there that you should be giving instead of giving these people. Look at the reply of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now remember, these people, they were people from the villages, they were Bedouin. Their background was such, were they not very refined in their way, in their approach, in their style. Very, very hard, very rude, very indifferent. This was their way. They didn't go to any formal culture. And that was the culture of the Arabs also before Islam. That they were very, very, very far away from any type of refinement. But Islam was such that brought them and created that refinement in them. So anyway, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said that there are others that are more deserving than these people that you are giving to. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these people, they have given me two alternatives. They have given me two alternatives. One alternative is that they will be very rude. They will ask me in a very, very rude manner. Number one. And if I happen to give them, so be it. But that was the first thing, is that they will ask me in a very, very rude, harsh manner, disrespectful way. Or the other is, the other option is, they could have labeled me, they would have labeled me as a miser. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say, "But I am not a miser. I'm not one that misers." So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave them. Now this shows the magnificent akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People coming there and giving you one of two options. That either we will be very, very rude in the way we're going to ask you for it, or the other thing is we'll call you a miser. you decide what you want. Imagine if somebody comes to us. The way they would think that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the leader, in their mind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the king, so to speak. So now they felt that they had the right to ask in this way, in this manner. Although they never had any right, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them was a kindness from and a gesture from his side. But this was the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could have taken them to task for the way they behaved, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't behave like that. He still gave them, and then he explained that I am not one that is a miser. Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of bringing a beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. Sometimes somebody tells us one thing, and then we don't want to even show any type of kindness to that person again. We don't want to even greet the person, we don't want to make salam to the person. But look at the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were so rude to him, but yet he still gave them. And he still happily gave them. Allah ta'ala give us also that type of qualities. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.